Hi, Sajun. This is Naz. I just wanted to share with you that today I decided to sit with my heartache, and I did stop meditation when I felt pain, and I felt much better, much more peace, and some release after I did stop meditation. And thank you very much for working with us, for teaching us how to be okay when we are not okay. Thank you very much. I'm
That's
very
very
grateful.
sweet. That's very sweet, Nas. I'm glad you're practicing. Never let go then.
Hi, Sachin. This is Kevi. I had several things that happened this week that just when they all come together shows me how you're supporting us from every single direction and angle. And I just wanted to just express it and get it and say it out loud. The first one was this Sai Center this week. We had a quote from Baba that said, "Once we surrender our mind to God completely, He will take care of us in every way." And I cannot tell you, because I know you weren't in the room with us, but I can't tell you how many different people had an understanding of what it means to surrender our mind to God, had an experience, had a tool, and they were tools from 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 10 days ago. So many different ways of seeing this and experiencing it. And I could just feel that we had all done this thing, had all had this experience or had a real tool to touch. And I remember before this meeting thinking, how did anyone hear this quote from Bubba and do anything with it? Because I couldn't have. And I really couldn't have. But like we all could. And it was like magical to think about that. And to see that we all had this different ways of doing it, because you've given us so many. And then a little bit later in the week, like I had an old thought or an old issue come up, but with new face. And I was like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, wait a minute, I have a journal entry about this. I have a way to look at this because I've Sat's helped me with this, and I got to go back and read my journal. And I was like, ah, it's the same old thing. It's the same thing. Here's the solution. And I could feel this immediate peace and like this separation from it. And then even today, I finished a very like tough call at work, and I immediately after that had got the opportunity to have an interaction with you. And you were just there at the right time, and everything melted away. And I just can't help but like share that, like, I think you're getting this from every angle for us. And I felt it, and I just saw the culmination of it this week in those three examples, and I wanted to share it and say thank you. Like, you're really picking us up and taking us where we need to go. And like, I am so grateful, and I just wanted to express it in a bumbly way. I know it was bumbly, but there it is.
It was great. We need sometimes a fumble. That was great. Yeah. I was on the Sai Baba Center on a live stream toward the end. I couldn't do it before. And I also felt so glad with the interaction everybody had with each other and experiencing firsthand. It was really heartwarming for me too.
Hi, Sat, this is Nilu. I really wanted to say I have something big to share, but my heart is exploding with gratitude, and maybe this is the biggest thing to share. And I am so grateful to you. Just watching all the layers falling down, just feeling the emptiness and joy. Just everything that Kavi just said about understanding and deepening and putting the luggages down and using the tools and flowing with freedom. And even when the mind pulls you, you can use the tool and say, I'm okay. It's okay. So many things.
Yeah.
I really wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Niluja. Yeah, that makes me very happy that we are all in the divine boat and just cruising with one hand full of love and one hand full of wisdom.
Thank you.
منم ساتونم تامینم.
منم تامینه جان.
I have this sharing that I have to do. Lately, I have such beautiful days. I mean, from the morning that I get up, like I have to just, I talk to God and I sing Bhajan in my heart. And I just go to the, you know, everything that I have to do. I do everything that I do without even thinking about it. But I know, I remember that you have said that cooking and doing housework, going outside, when you're doing everything, just do it from the heart. Just try to be in. Try to stay in.
Mm-hmm.
And So I'm having these days right now. It's been,
so nice.
I am enjoying it so much. And I'm seeing it with the, you know, really the eyes of the heart, that I, every single thing that you told us, it's proving to be right. Thank you so much.
That's beautiful. I'm so glad your life is so beautiful.
I love you so much.
I love you back.
Sajna, wanting to see all of us so happy, is that another attribute of the attributeless?
You don't give up on that. I'm trying to digest. Everything is from attributeless. Everything. Everything.
I saw Junis Dahar. If it's a celebration tonight, I can't help but join in. And I just wanted to share that Cabby and I were talking earlier, and we kind of had like a heck of a week at work. And yet we were reviewing that, like, it doesn't touch us in the same way anymore. Like, we kick the balls, we do the things, and we reviewed how it was for us 10 years ago and how, when we would review the things that had happened, we were so affected by them. And now we do all the things we have to do. And at the end of the day, at the end of a very long day or a very long week, it doesn't affect us in nearly the same way it used to. And we're completely grateful. We're completely okay. And I just have to also echo the gratitude and the amazingness of you and your path. And I'm so happy and I'm so grateful. Thank you.